there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside. Final hour tonight, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know, I'm sorry. It was like a 3-minute outage, Justin. I just missed that with the Mets, and I saw Francisco Lindor steaming for home on a single, and then my cable went out. Can you tell what happened on that play? Can you tell me what happened?
Nope.
No.
He tapped out. He won't even
on the microphone now. No, I'm done. No, look at
updates are finished.
No, nope.
Oh, it's 9-4. The Mets are winning over the.
I had to unplug my modem for my N64.
Yes, as you just heard from Special Delivery, Steve DeSager, Mets lead the Dodgers 9-4 in the top of the ninth inning.
Steve was just kidding, though.
Oh, that didn't really happen. No, that's actually the score, and the Diamondbacks lead the Giants 15-1 going to the ninth inning. And yes, Blake Snell was either so good or so bad tonight that his ERA went down from 12.5 to 11.5. So that's pretty good. That's pretty
well, you know, again, the long road begins with that next pitch.
Hey, just think, if he has another, like, 7 or 8 times out, like, tonight when he gave up a bunch of runs in 3 innings, like, his ERA will eventually settle around 6.
Well, as long as he pitches enough innings, you can at least make that metric stand up of, well, we only paid him X amount per inning.
Ah, that is true.
I'm trying to be positive here.
Well,
because
right?
If we take the other breakdowns of WHIP and ERA and whatever, it could be a very bleak tale. But if I can tell you that he pitched 170 innings, we've won.
Listen, but I'll also tell you this. I mean, Let's be honest. When he goes home tonight to play Twitch, don't you feel bad for everybody he's playing against? He is just going to obliterate them. He's going to be so mad.
Do you think he cares that much?
Oh, man. He cares about Twitch? Come on, man.
No. I meant the results of the game to where that would motivate him. I would dispute that with you right there. I don't think it matters that much. Yeah.
So Blake Snell, another horrendous night. This is why I always say – I'm so glad. I never want to pay for pitching like this long term. It's too dicey of an investment. I say it all the time. Yes, it's only 2 years and $63 million for Blake Snell, but it's 2 years and $63 million. So much can go wrong when you pay a premium on starting pitching. So much. And I'm just, look, I never wanted Blake Snell. I never, no, let's not go get, no, and resist. And look, now the Padres are saying, well, we better hope it's just an early season thing because, wow, if this is what the guy is. But then again, Blake Snell's only been good in his entire career in contract years. He's not playing for a contract this year, so, oh, well.
Very early returns on a, I hate to say I told you so, analysis of the offseason and warning teams away.
Early results in the I told you so of the offseason, Jason Smith and Blake Snell. So we'll have more baseball on the way because we'll try to bring you the final out of the Mets-Dodgers game live. But a big headline tonight out of football that we were not expecting, courtesy of a gala. Right now, Dak Prescott tonight made an appearance at the Children's Cancer Fund's A Night to Remember gala, which he serves as a co-chair with Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman. Right. Great thing he's done. Dak Prescott has done a lot of things like this in Dallas. Troy Aikman, again, has done a lot of great things like this. And we talked about in the beginning of the offseason, we were the first ones to tell you, I'm not going to be shy about that. Hey, Jerry Jones saying we're all in just meant I'm not spending money this year. Mm-hmm. I'm all in on this year means I'm not spending any money and the team is on the field and I'll make changes after this year. So suddenly the conversation about Dak Prescott getting a long-term contract was off the table. Wait a minute. Jerry Jones loves to give guys, but he wanted to give Dak Prescott all kinds of cash. Well, he's not. And as Dak Prescott said tonight, they have not really begun any conversation with the Cowboys on a new deal. Here's Dak from tonight's gala.
I don't want to say I'm puzzled. Obviously, I understand. I'm focused on the guys that we have. I know we got a lot of great guys, a lot of good that's returning in that locker room. And I say good, but great and young guys that are good that are making that next step. So. Obviously, have faith in those guys. Always done well in the draft and bringing some guys in. So hopefully that'll make a big impact. And I think right now for me, it's about just focusing on the locker room and pouring into those guys. And I don't control that side and making those moves. So I'm not going to put too much thought and angst into it, I guess, and what we're doing and how we're getting that done rather than just how I can invest in the guys and making sure that they're getting better and holding myself accountable to do this.
All right, first things first. Whenever somebody says, I don't want to say I'm something, that means that's exactly what they are.
Whatever's like coming out of their mouth next. Yeah.
Like Dak saying, I don't want to say I'm puzzled. No, that means he's very puzzled. Like when I say, I don't want to say I'm mad about this. No, that means I'm mad. But I don't want to seem overly mad because I don't want to lose my temper. Yes, you know why Dak is puzzled? Because he thought he was going to railroad Jerry Jones for a $60 million contract. Why? Because Jerry Jones loves to pay his star players a lot of money. He feels it reflects well on him. It reflects well on the game. It reflects well on the Cowboys. And this is something I like to do. Everybody that the Cowboys have had come through who has been a star the last few years knows, hey, I know Jerry wants to pay me, and they win that war. Dak is puzzled because when it's time for him to get paid, now time for him to get his $60 million a year contract, what's happening? Jerry Jones is saying, yeah, we're not talking about it. Wait, what? What do you mean? I'm not getting my contract? No. This is the most surprising development of the offseason. Jerry Jones has allowed Dak Prescott to become a free agent after this year. There's no talk now. They're not going to talk during the year. None of that is happening. He's allowing Dak Prescott to become a free agent, and the possibility of losing him is out there. If he really wanted to re-sign Dak Prescott right now and give him money, he would do that. But the two playoff losses the last 2 years are so bad. They're just so, they reflect so poorly on Dak Prescott because he's the guy most responsible for both of those losses. The 49ers 2 years ago and to the Packers this year. Yes, Jordan Love had a perfect quarterback rating, but wow, was Dak Prescott awful. Doesn't matter if you go on a heater like Dak did this year and become an MVP candidate for the final three quarters of the season. Doesn't matter. Look at the failures we had in the playoffs. So Jerry Jones is eminently okay with losing Dak Prescott at the end of this year. And Dak Prescott better start coming around to that because that's what's going to happen. Because the only way Dak stays is if the Cowboys are great,
Dak is great and they win a couple of playoff games. Like, if they win a couple of games, they get to the NFC Championship game. Not if you get to the Super Bowl, but to get to the NFC Championship game, hey, Jerry Jones will be the first guy to put his arm around Dak Prescott and say, okay, we're ready. We want you to come back. Here's $60 million and you're the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. But short of that, Dak Prescott's going to be playing someplace else next year. And newsflash, the Cowboys aren't going to the NFC title game this year. They decided, and Jerry Jones decided, we're not going to improve this offseason when we absolutely needed to improve. We're not good enough. We were a paper team last year. And all they did was bring back a couple of spare parts so far. They have gotten eminently worse in the last couple of months. They're not going to fix all their holes in the NFL draft. So the Cowboys are going to have a bad year. And what's going to happen is they're going to blow it up at quarterback, and Dallas will have a new guy under center a year from now, and Dak Prescott's going to be the quarterback of the Browns or someplace else, or the Seahawks, or try to make his career there, because he'll get a big deal from someone for a couple of years, but it ain't going to be in Dallas, so we better get used to that fact right now.
Yeah, it's just the curiosity moving forward, because historical Jerry Jones, your guy is the guy that you pay, right? And with Dak, the idea has always been, because of where he was selected, he was always going to be the guy, right? It's all the, why doesn't he fire Jason Garrett? Well, he likes Jason Garrett. He's not going to get rid of Jason Garrett, right? Like, but it's the same thing from the player side, right? Loyal. You know, when, who was it? When Zeke went to Mexico, right? Oh, they went and found him there. It's like, he got paid.
Yeah.
You know, all of those kind of situations. It's always been his guy. So the fact that this is played out a little differently, Stephen Jones, you know, he did his 105.3, the fan segment, seemingly instead of his old man, for this one, and talked about the quarterback room with Trey Lance and, you know, his future, but, you know, that Cooper Rush has been solid for them, and, you know, kind of the double speak of, I don't know, we like Dak, but, you know, it's like, okay, that's fine. And then Dak, as part of this event tonight, you know, had one of those asked point blank if he's, you know, looking to be the highest paid quarterback, and he kind of dismissed it, paused, and said, well, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, it's there, and certainly you want to be compensated, you know, especially you're in there in Dallas. You know, we talk about paying an extra tax based on the weight, the burden of a place. Being the quarterback in Dallas gives you great power, right? And certainly a lot of endorsement deals and whatever else to sweeten the pot, but everything is always going to be your fault. And for Dak Prescott, that's certainly the case. Now, he got off a little bit this last playoff run until we eviscerated him, because everybody just wanted to blame the defense. Like, you know, they could have kept him off the field with maybe one drive. It would have made for an easier time. You know, maybe you could make a defensive substitution or change up the game plan if you didn't have to keep running guys back out there, you know, in three plays when it was three and out. But going forward, yeah, it's tough, right? What, over 60 quarterbacks started the last 2 years, and we see the thirst to find the next one. We're talking 5-6 quarterbacks to get drafted in the first round on Thursday, ahead of us coming on air and eviscerating your team for what they did. Kevin O'Connell addressing it, saying he sent flowers to the Patriots. He gave a speech and then said, well, I only got to have one team that you know, acquiesces to us up there. And, yeah, I sent flowers to Robert Kraft. Kind of an interesting little sideline to all of this. But for Dak Prescott, yeah, still coveted. Heavy price that'll come with it, and a track record that says he can only get you so far. And so teams have to decide where they're at. And there's certainly plenty of that are in the dregs that maybe it's worth it to buy a little bit of notoriety and stability with Dak, even if he's not getting you to the promised land.
No, look, and there will be, look, he will be the modern day, well, modern day because he's still the guy, but he will be just like Kirk Cousins. Right, like Kirk Cousins has put up a lot of big numbers the last few years. He's won a little bit with Minnesota, but not to that level. Very similar as far as what they do for their teams, albeit little different skill sets. But, and this is why, hey, Kirk Cousins is well sought after, got a big, hey, went to Atlanta now, big deal, made a lot of money with Minnesota. That's going to be the same kind of thing with Dak Prescott. Like after this year, it's going to be, hey, we like him. Here's 3 years and, you know, $160 million. Like, you'll get $55 million guaranteed. We'll guarantee you all your money for the next 3 years. We feel that's a pretty good risk we can take for Dak Prescott for 3 years as age 32 to 35 quarterback, right? Like, that's what you can do. Like, that's what I see. And there will be a lot of teams that want to do that. I just mentioned the Browns, obviously, Seattle. There will be a few teams that will say, hey, we'd be in for that. The Raiders would be in for something like that. There'll be a few teams. Hey, all right, we can do that. We think we can win-ish. We get Dak out of Dallas. He's still does this. Okay, great. But that's going to be what it is. And it's going to be Dak Prescott on another team. Because, I mean, it's not happening for the Cowboys. And Jerry Jones has changed his attitude on a dime. And like I said, that's the biggest development this offseason was Jerry Jones saying, nope, nobody's getting paid. Dak's not getting paid. I'll allow you to hit free agency. Because there's no handshake deal between the two saying, hey, if things go great, you'll come back. No, Dak's going to say, screw you. You're not giving me. I'm going to get all this money from somebody else. I had a great year. So there's none of that. I mean, just think about that for Jerry Jones. So now you know. Get used to this is the last year Dak Prescott's going to have as a Dallas Cowboy. Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, we'll head to Vegas. Find out who the odds-on favorites are. Quarterbacks taken early in the draft next week. NBA playoffs. And
not the Knicks.
We'll have a quiz as to who has a better record right now, the Mets or the Dodgers. Oh, let's see. All those answers and more next on Fox.
Psst. The answer is...
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
As I watch the recap of the Mets and the Dodgers. Oh, the Mets win 9-4. The Mets have 8 losses. The Dodgers have 10. But the Mets have only paid $260,000 per loss, while the Dodgers are paid $1.4 million.
Look at you. You love those stats so much.
Yes, I love running that money ball line. So, yes, big night in Major League Baseball. Blake Snell gets ripped again. In the NBA, the play-in round goes as none of us thought it would tonight. The teams missing their stars both win and move on. The Pelicans move on, and in the Eastern Conference, as do the Heat, without Jimmy Butler. What does this mean going forward? What about the odds-on favorites to go in the NFL draft? Where are the quarterbacks going to get taken? Joining us now on the hotline, nobody better than our longtime friend of the show, Vegas insider, former odds maker at Caesars. Check out his Bet the Board podcast. See him on CBS. It is Todd Furman. Todd, what's happening, bud?
Not a whole heck of a lot, gentlemen. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your fine Friday night. And I know, Smith, you're already making reservations for the second round when the Knicks upend the 76ers despite playing with a six-man rotation that Tibbs will run into the ground.
It doesn't matter. Six men in the first round is okay. So we get to the later rounds, we'll be in trouble. But that's
it's a great point. The NBA affords you that luxury because it actually takes a month on the calendar to play a best-of-seven series because that's what the league feels is the most apropos way to showcase the best teams that are out there and make sure that everybody has proper viewing windows, unless you're the Pacers and Bucks, because those games get relegated to NBA TV.
Hey, Todd, I want to ask you, because I want to cash in that bet I made with you in the preseason that by April 20th, the Mets would have less losses than the Dodgers and a better record percentage-wise. I want to cash in on that now.
Hey, look, suddenly that slow start to the season is officially in the rearview, and they're talking about World Series frontrunners in Flushing, given the way the Mets are out there lighting the baseball on fire. Chemistry in the locker room, positive stories coming out, and clearly we know, if we've learned one thing about Major League Baseball, that it's the teams that are playing the best on April 19th that are the teams that you want to back when the games mean the most in October. But you look at the hotly contested National League East and a three-horse race starting to emerge. I think the Miami Marlins already on the clock with the Chicago White Sox and the Colorado Rockies for the number one pick in the 2025 MLB entry draft.
Can the White Sox get to 50 wins, Todd?
I mean,
no, or 50 runs, shutout 50, losses. 50,
no, 50 you know, runs, Todd. Can they get to 50 runs at some point?
That's Shut exactly up, what I was going to say. I mean, getting to 50 wins might require scoring more than every third game. I mean, it's pretty impressive when you have a run differential through 19 games of minus 61,
yep,
and you've given up 99 runs, you've scored a grand total of 38. The 38 is so impressive that if you look around baseball, I don't think there's any team in that same zip code. When the Oakland A's are clearing that by 20 runs thus far, it speaks to the fine ownership group they have there on the south side, headlined by Jerry Reinsdorf.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. We're normally here to rain on the Mets parade, but if I can come after the White Sox, I'm more than happy to do
that. No. It was my day to wear it in every regard, right? These guys went after me because I hadn't memorized all the Taylor Swift lyrics off the new double album. The White Sox obviously shut out. That was the highlight because then the Bulls went and got trounced. So, you know, it's just a banner day for me.
Hey, look, it happens. I mean, they can set you up for disappointment. You can have your spring entirely to yourself because you won't have any sweats, and you can get excited about Northwestern playing in a makeshift facility that's going to have about 226 fans right there on the shores of Lake Michigan to watch Big Ten football.
I look forward to walking up and watching those games.
You want something great, right? You want something absolutely, totally great right now. Okay, so if you wanted to look up what baseball teams have scored the fewest runs in baseball history in a season, okay? Mm-hmm. The leaders right now, 29 teams are all from 2024, right? Because it's all teams of 58, 58, 66, 69. And the 1884 Brewers, which scored 53 runs, okay, they're to the left of everybody else. Everybody else in Major League Baseball so far this year has scored more than 53 runs. The only team on the left side of the 1884 Brewers are the White Sox, who have 38.
Hey, I mean, look, if you're going to go out there and lose games, you may as well do so in a blaze of glory.
Damn right.
Generating runs and not something that the White Sox have done, but, you know, who can blame them when you look at the recent stretch, knowing that if they can cobble together four runs, it is a watershed moment for the Southsiders.
Fail spectacularly. That's what I always say, Todd. So as we look forward to the playoffs, you know, we go to the top, and he can do his Knicks thing in a minute. Western Conference, Denver and the Lakers, this is what everybody said, they should have avoided whatever, but is this the right time to get them? What do the odds say?
I mean, look, I'm not going to bet against the Denver Nuggets, even with a dinged-up Jamal Murray. The deeper they go into the playoffs, maybe that becomes a concern. But this is a Lakers team that I think a lot of people made a case for last year in the Western Conference Final. Maybe they can upset the Nuggets. As I recall, that didn't quite go according to plan. You have seen a little bit of money come in on the Lakers for the series. Oftentimes you do when you can get LeBron James and company at prices of 3-1 or better. We'll see. The Lakers are going to have to go out there and steal a game on the road. You want to split one of the first two up there. there in the Mile High City, and we'll see if they're able to do so as 7-point dogs for that game tipping off in primetime tomorrow night. But this Denver Nuggets team, for me, still the class of the Western Conference, and we'll see if they're able to hold serve. Their road, at least on paper, though, a little bit more daunting than the Boston Celtics, who may be able to dress their B team to go through an Eastern Conference that doesn't exactly have much in the way of heavy hitters.
All right, if I had to say to you, Todd, hey, I want your advice. I want to parlay two first-round upsets, which is the lower-seeded team beating the higher-seeded team, one in the West, one in the East. Who do you like? If you had one team to pull the upset in the East, one team in the West, who do you like?
I mean, here's the thing that's pathetic, and you guys can laugh at me all you want. I couldn't even tell you where some of these teams are seated. I mean, I go purely off the numbers. When I'm looking at the series prices to try and identify, you know, the way odds makers view things. So, you know, this is a series where, I don't necessarily believe in the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think it's a team that, you know, is playing games down the stretch. Now, do the Magic have shot makers other than Paolo Banchero? Probably not, but I think that's a team that comes in playing with a bit of house money that can be a little bit dangerous at the price tag of plus 170 or thereabouts. And then when you look elsewhere, I think a lot of people trying to make a case for the Suns, but I don't believe it's as easy as flipping a switch. So I don't think that's necessarily an upset. And this one isn't by the odds, but if the Bucks don't get Giannis Antetokounmpo back, I think it's a real problem for a Pacers team that's going to want to push the tempo. This is the opportunity for Tyrese Halliburton to really announce his presence as a bona fide superstar. So that would probably be the direction I would look. I think the other series that's getting trendy for a slight underdog in terms of the seeding is the Denver Mavericks, but in terms of odds makers' expectations, they've moved out to a $1.35 favorite there.
All right, Todd. Well, last NBA question of it, since he punted on asking about the Knicks, he's still kind of pissy that the Sixers are the favorite in the series.
Hey, I mean, the bottom line is this. You take that and you use that as the underdog mentality. But if Joel Embiid looks like the player we saw that was a shell of himself against the Miami Heat, I think the Knicks will be just fine. And who knows, maybe the 76ers didn't work on the zone that completely put their heads in a pretzel against Spoelstra and the Heat. I think that Garden is going to be an electric venue, and I think people can discount the Knicks at their own peril. The schedule definitely helps them out. You, of course, would love to have Julius Randle, but you know, Jalen Brunson, arguably the most dynamic and healthiest player there. I think the Knicks are more than capable of knocking off the 76ers, and maybe the series doesn't go as long as some of the NBA experts think.
Todd Furman, greatest insider ever, right here on the show.
Hey, the bigger question I have for you guys, I mean, when you look at the series price on the Boston Celtics, are any of you guys itching to put up $7,200 to make $100 coming back?
No,
because
good.
Nothing like seeing a 15-point favorite in game one for the Boston Celtics taking on a Miami Heat team that will most likely be doing business without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that. I'd rather put my money. You know what I was going to say to you, Todd? Seriously, this is what I would say. What kind of odds would you have given me? Because I like the Kings more than the Pelicans, right? I'm embarrassed for the Kings. They lost this game. They should not have. They're more talented than the Pelicans, and they somehow gave this game away. But if the Kings won, I said, what kind of odds would you give me if I wanted to take all the lower seeds in the first round in the NBA playoffs in the Western Conference? If I said I want to take the Mavericks over the Clippers, the Suns over the Timberwolves, the Lakers over the Nuggets, and the Kings over the Thunder. I can't pick the Pelicans because they're not going anywhere. But if that happened, that's a parlay I would have wanted. What kind of odds would you give me on that?
I mean, any number that you wanted to throw out there, I'd have been happy to book your action. I know there's a lot more parity in the NBA now than what we've seen 3, 5, 7 years ago. But at the same time, you typically see the cream rise to the top. And I think, you know, when you look at from the outside in terms of what series can be the most fascinating, everyone will point to the Mavericks, Clippers. For me, it's all about the Suns and Timberwolves, because can the Suns' star power suddenly find a next level and allow them to achieve some of the preseason expectations where people thought that they were going to be neck and neck with the Nuggets? Meanwhile, the Timberwolves can come in, play with a little bit of the underdog mentality, use some of that size in the middle, and take away those mid-range jumpers. So let this price continue to drift, and I would be much more intrigued by the Timberwolves to try and knock out the Suns.
Todd, NFL draft stuff. Next Thursday night, we kick it all off. More trades in the first round or quarterbacks selected?
I'll take more trades in the first round than quarterback selected. I know the number that's widely available, 4.5, heavily juiced to the over. We have to believe that four guys will come off the board pretty early. Of course, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy. I'm not buying Bo Nix as a legitimate first-round pick in any capacity. You watch him at Oregon. He was extremely talented college quarterback, but at 24, you've seen him at his absolute best, and I don't think the arm strength is there and capable of making those NFL throws. And Michael Penix becomes the X factor. Will a team trade into the back half of the first round? Maybe the most polished pocket passer of the quarterbacks that are available towards the top of the draft. But at the same time, look, I'm not sure Penix immediately steps in as a day one starter despite his maturity. And I think, you know, every year we hype up these quarterbacks and we see guys fall. It was only a season ago where the over-under on Will Levis to be drafted was 7.5, and Will Levis was sitting in the green room until early on in day two as he came off the board of the Tennessee Titans then.
All right, so Todd, if I had to say to you, all right, the magic number for quarterbacks taken in the first round this year is how many? And it's all said and done, we go 1 through 32, how many quarterbacks are gone in the first round?
I'm going to say four. I think Penix and Bo Nix are guys that may be waiting to hear their names called, and I don't think anybody else, you know, jumps up a little bit higher. I know people have talked about Spencer Rattler, and maybe that's a quarterback that's a true value proposition because he has the physical tools. You know, was a little bit inconsistent during his time at both Oklahoma and South Carolina, but, you know, for me, I just don't see Penix and Bo Nix getting first-round draft grades. I know that fifth year of control is extremely interesting, and there's always a possibility that team trades into the tail end of the first round. But I think four is the magic number. And quite frankly, I think J.J. McCarthy could be on the board a little bit longer than people think as well.
Last one for you. Back to the NBA. Jonte Porter. How did that story resonate there in Las Vegas?
I mean, there are so many levels of stupidity that go around that, from Jonte Porter's actions, the way the league chose to handle it, and sportsbooks who have decided that they think it's a great idea to offer all these single-game parlays and a variety of other ways that you can bet on role players. Look, the bottom line is this. No casual bettor is running to the window to try and tie Jonte Porter's stat line into some of their investments for a night. They're going to do so when they have an edge, and I think it's incumbent on the sportsbooks to create that level of integrity. Focus on the superstars. It's different in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Everybody clamors for it. But when it's a Tuesday night in the middle of March and people are looking down the depth chart for the Toronto Raptors as they're playing out the stretch against the Detroit Pistons, not the kind of thing that books need to make available. And, you know, oftentimes you make your own bed before you lie in it. You know, hate the fact that Porter gets a lifetime ban, and it probably would have been different if it was a more high-profile player. But sportsbooks need to look themselves in the mirror and really figure out some of their business models as we're trending in what I think is a dangerous direction.
He's on Twitter at Todd Furman. That is at Todd Furman, the Bet the Board podcast. Check him out on CBS, Todd. As always, buddy, appreciate your time and appreciate your accurate, warm, and kind words about the New York Knicks. Thank you.
You got it, gentlemen. Enjoy the first couple of days of the NBA playoffs, because by the time we talk next week, most of these teams will only have played one game in their respective series.
See you, buddy.
I'll tell you, like I said last night, we had the night off last night to now starting tonight, NBA action every day between now and Labor Day. We have a game, playoff game every single day. We are ready. Another guy who is ready, he has been ready, and he has all of the details of the Mets' huge 9-4 win over the Dodgers. It's Special Delivery Steve DeSager with What's Trending.
Did the Mets play this week?
You know, all of a sudden the Mets win, the Dodgers lose. I don't know, there's baseball. I don't understand what's happening.
It's genuinely news. We'll just lead with the NBA. As you were talking about, the first round of the playoffs starting this weekend. First game tomorrow, Orlando at Cleveland. Second round starts in May, by the way. The winners tonight become the 8 seeds. Play-in tournament is over. Miami, same as last year at this time. Eliminated Chicago, got the 8th seed in the East. Miami beat the Bulls tonight. In fact, led at late first quarter 32-13. 112-91, Heat the final. Tyler Hero, 24 points, 10 rebounds. Jaime Jaquez with 21 points as Jimmy Butler, the Heat, is out with a sprained MCL. Then at New Orleans, the Pelicans eliminated Sacramento 105-98 despite 35 points from De'Aaron Fox. Brandon Ingram with 24 points. Zion Williamson of the Pels out with a hamstring injury. So New Orleans went 6-0 against Sacramento this season, including a win a week ago. As far as the NHL playoffs, it starts tomorrow. Regular season ended last night. Two reminders, the NFL draft starts Thursday night with live coverage on Fox Sports Radio. NASCAR returns to Fox TV this Sunday from Talladega, and Fox will carry the Saturday Xfinity race. Former general manager in the NFL, Bill Tobin, died at the age of 83. He was an executive with the Bears, Colts, and Lions. The NCAA approved coach-to-player helmet communication for this season. Teams can still signal in plays if they choose. Also, the use of tablets to see in-game video was approved, as was a two-minute warning at the end of each half in college football. Colin Morikawa is in a four-way tie for the lead at Hilton Head Island, leading by one stroke. Scotty Scheffler is three back. American Nelly Korda trails by one at the LPGA event in Texas. She's won four straight tournaments going back to January. To Major League Baseball, Arizona was up 5-1 at San Francisco going to the seventh. 17-1 the final over the Giants. 22 hits in the game for the Diamondbacks. That ties a franchise record. They'd also had 22 hits against the Yankees when they forced a Game 7 of the World Series in 2001. Losing pitcher in the Bay Area, Blake Snell. He's 0-3. He actually lowered his ERA to 11.57. In his Diamondbacks debut, the win to Jordan Montgomery. Six innings, one run allowed. The Mets won their fifth straight game, 9-4 at Dodger Stadium. L.A. starter Yoshinobu Yamamoto, no decision. Six innings, three earned runs allowed by him, nine strikeouts. Meanwhile, ex-Dodger Justin Turner for the Toronto Blue Jays had a solo homer, RBI single, and the win at San Diego 5-1. Turner for Toronto batting .345. Padres as a team went 5-for-32 with 14 strikeouts tonight. Seattle at Colorado was snowed out. They'll play a split doubleheader on Sunday. Rockies lefty pitcher Kyle Freeland was placed on the IL with a strained elbow. Rockies have lost five in a row. They're 4-15. The White Sox are 3-16. Got shut out again. 7-0 at Philadelphia. Phils have won four straight. Alec Bohm with 2 3-run homers. Trey Turner with three more hits. He's batting .350. Two hits for the White Sox offense, 2-for-29. The White Sox shut out for a seventh time. They have yet to play 20 games this year.
Cincinnati. The White Sox have the lowest number of runs in the league with 38, okay? Second lowest are the A's, and they have 58.
Ooh.
58.
Yeah, but let me ask this question of you, Jason. Do you believe that Steve is really fascinated with the historic context of the White Sox futility, or that he knows how damn miserable I am? Which is the greater?
The former.
Okay. I appreciate that.
The latter is simply a bonus for all of us, but
the Reds, well put, my friend. Well put.
The Reds beat the Angels 7-1. Reds were up 2-1 in the eighth. Ellie De La Cruz with a homer, three RBIs, and three stolen bases. Wins for the Cubs in Boston. Houston and Justin Verlander got a 5-3 victory at Washington. Yankees 5-3 over Tampa Bay with five runs bottom of the seventh. Juan Soto a three-run homer. Cleveland and Kansas City with wins. Royals have won 11 of 14. Detroit and Milwaukee with victories. Brewers in 10 innings won 2-1 at St. Louis. Paul Goldschmidt of the Cardinals went 0-for-5. He's batting .169. And at Atlanta, Travis d'Arnaud with three homers, including a grand slam in the sixth to break a 3-3 tie. Braves 8-3 over Texas. Five straight wins for the Braves and the win tonight to Chris Sale, who had seven strikeouts in seven innings. Back to you.
Thanks a bunch, Steve-O. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, do we have a really hot take on one of the NBA teams from tonight? And you're going to hear what I guarantee you is the quote of the week in the NBA following one of the play-in games tonight. It is awesome. It is next. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more final big thoughts from the NBA tonight. But first, we have to bring you what is absolutely has to be the quote of the week. This has just come in. Following the Pelicans' win tonight, a surprise win, because if you're the Kings, I'm embarrassed for the Kings. They lost this game. They're the better team. They're walking in. The Pelicans were wounded. They're minus their best player, and they just got drubbed, and they got run out of the building from the middle of the second quarter on. It was embarrassing. But after the game, you know, Pelicans are feeling good about themselves. Hey, maybe Zion will come back in a few weeks, months, year, whatever it is. And Larry Nance Jr. was asked, hey, going into the series, you got the Pelicans, you got the Celtics, it's going to be really uphill for, or you have the Pelicans and the Thunder, it's going to be uphill for you guys. What do you think? And here's Larry Nance Jr. giving us the quote of the week.
You know, respectfully, I'm betting on the Pels. I'm not betting. No, Johnson. I'm not betting. I'm not betting on anything. I don't own a betting app. None of that. Nah.
He's gotten the needle.
An investigation has been launched into. Wow.
They found this bet. Those were planted on me. They planted those betting apps on my phone. I like how in the middle he just goes, I'm not, no Jonte Porter. No Jonte Porter.
Imagine the conversations you have to have in the locker rooms. It's like all the football ones, right? Remember, you can't bet in these facilities. Go out there. Yeah. And no then we put a Porter. Sign up saying you can bet beyond this point. NBA locker rooms. Guys, you realize how monumentally stupid this whole thing was.
Oh, I'm betting on the Pels. Wait. Nope. I'm not betting. No Jonte Porter. No Jonte. That's the best quote. Now, I just want to make sure people know I'm not betting. Adam Silver was like, he had his hand on the phone, and then he like pulled it away. He's like, okay. No, I'm going to pull it away.
Do okay. I have to get involved right. here? No, I don't think so. There's another great one from Brandon Ingram. Hey, I understand CJ McCollum, this is Ernie Johnson, put up a text to everyone on the team last night. What did he say? Ingram. I don't know. I haven't looked at my phone the last 3 or 4 days. After that game the other night, I'm sure he didn't.
CJ McCollum, team leader. I sent a text out to everybody. Yeah, but the guys didn't see it. Oh,
he said, no. I'm going to shoot less.
No, okay. Don't worry. You guys can win because I'm only going to take 7 shots tomorrow night. Don't worry about it. I'm all good. I mean, I'm embarrassed for the Kings. I'm embarrassed for the Kings tonight that they lost this game. Because it's different for the Kings to lose, because the Kings are a good team, right? Mm-hmm. For the Kings to come in and just throw up on themselves like this, really, it's embarrassing. It's different for the Bulls, because the Bulls stink. Yeah, I get that the Heat didn't have Jimmy Butler, but the Bulls stink. They stink.
Because they're going full Chappelle.
They do. They are the latest sports Stonehenge team, where they are a team. team that is only a representation of something long ago that people right now don't understand why it was so important, right? No one knows what Stonehenge is. It was just a long time ago, and somehow it was important. But that's the Chicago Bulls, the relic of a bygone era that was so long ago, no one even remembers why they were so important in the first place. Like that. And it's typical, and it's fitting that the sports Stonehenge take on the Bulls comes on the four-year anniversary of the release of Last Dance. It was 4 years ago during the pandemic. The Last Dance came out. Everybody was pumped to go see it and get talk about it on social media. It became a huge phenomenon. Everybody watched The Last Dance. Yeah, that's the last time the Bulls were really relevant. Boy, we loved them so long ago, but they're a Stonehenge now. No. Millennials now don't even know why the Bulls were so good. And millennials are in their 40s. Wow. The Bulls were good? Really? Really? Like they were all-time good? Like Warriors good? The Bulls? Really? Maybe I'll go watch that documentary, Last Dance, and see what it's all about.
All the way back in 1998. Yeah, four-year anniversary. Think about it, because there were no sports. So it was long monologues and soliloquies about back and forth and a big breakdown on that quarters game that I referenced earlier with one of the guys that worked the back hallways that Jordan wouldn't go away until he beat the guy. It's strange viewing habits, but yes, been a minute.
But yes, because they stink. They're a 39-win team that beat a 36-win team. And, but look at them losing to the Heat. Yeah, no, they lost even though the Heat are missing their best player because the Bulls stink. It's not like they weren't a team that won 46, 48 games and threw up on themselves and tonight. Yeah. They were a bad team that beat a team that was worse than them, and tonight they lost to a team that was better than them. And they lost because why? Because they stink. Because the Bulls stink. That's why.
Because it's Heat culture. It's Spoelstra. Yes. Tyler Heat Hero culture. And his 24, 10, and 9. Oh, and Kevin Love with 16 off the bench.
Heat culture got us by that team that stinks. Boy, that was really something.
You know
right
what?
There.
Whatever the motivation is, the motivation is. Yeah, but now people can go watch The Last Dance again and feel better about their lives.
I mean, really, it is so apropos. That they're a sports Stonehenge on a day. Remember when they were so good? Remember we liked that Last Dance so much? It was so great. Oh, wow. That was
I can say this. Show. In the week that is the suckitude of the Chicago sports, right? Because the Blackhawks giving away that game to the Kings to end their season last night. Not that they were good, but just the spectacular way that finished. At least next Thursday, the Bears can't possibly screw things up, can they?
Exit out Patapresca, exit Swollen Dome. With the first pick, the Chicago Bears select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, University of Michigan.
I told the guys in Baltimore, if that happens, be sure to be listening after our draft coverage because Smith and I will be on.
For Mike, I'm Jason Byrne, and Bernie Fratto is next. This is Fox.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.